Ambangala Manuralaria.
51. The raft looks uncannily cheerful from a few miles away. A dozen searchlights and at least that many lasers are mounted on the towering superstructure of the Enterprise, waving back and forth against the clouds like a Hollywood premiere. Closer up, it doesn't look so bright and crisp. The vast matted tangle of small boats radiates a murky cloud of yellow light that spoils the contrast. A couple of patches of the raft are burning. Not a nice cheery bonfire type of thing, but a high burbling flame with black smoke sliding out of it, like you get from a large quantity of gasoline.
Gang warfare, maybe, Elliot theorizes.
Energy source, Hero guesses.
Entertainment, Fisheye says.
They don't have cable on the fucking raft.
Before they really plunge into hell, Elliot takes the lid off the fuel tank and slides dipstick into there, checking the fuel supply. He doesn't say anything, but he doesn't look especially happy.
Turn off all the lights, Elliot says, when it seems they're still miles away. Remember that we have already been sighted by several hundred or even several thousand people who are armed and hungry.
Vic is already going around the boat shutting off lights by the simple expedient of a ball-peen hammer. Fisheye just stands there and listens intently to Elliot, suddenly respectful. Elliot continues.
Take off all the bright orange clothing, even if it means we get cold. From now on, we lay down on the decks, expose ourselves as little as possible, and we don't talk to each other unless necessary. Vic, you stay midships with your rifle and wait for someone to hit us with a spotlight. Anyone hits us with a spotlight from any direction, you shoot it out. That includes flashlights from small boats.
Hero, your job is gunnel patrol. You just keep going around the edges of this yacht, anywhere that a swimmer could climb up over the edge and slip on board, and when that happens, cut his arms off. Also, be on the lookout for any kind of grappling hook type stuff. Fisheye, if any other floating object comes within 100 feet of us, sink it. If you see raft people with antennas coming out of their heads, try to kill them first, because they can talk to each other.
Antennas coming out of their heads, Hero says.
Yeah, raft gargoyle types,
Elliot says. Who are they?
How the fuck should I know? I've just seen them a few times from a distance. Anyway, I'm going to take us straight in toward the center. And once we get close enough, I'll turn to starboard and swing around the raft counterclockwise, looking for someone who might be willing to sell us fuel. If worst comes to worst, and we end up on the raft itself, we stick together. And we hire ourselves a guide, because if we try to move across the raft without the help of someone who knows the web, we'll get into a bad situation.
Like what kind of bad situation? Fisheye asks.
Like hanging out on a rotted-out, slime-covered cargo net between two ships rocking different ways with nothing underneath us except ice water full of plague rats, toxic waste, and killer whales. Any questions?
Yeah, Fisheye says. Can I go home now?
Good. If Fisheye is scared, so's Hero.
Remember what happened to the pirate named Bruce Lee, Elliot says. He was well-armed and powerful. He pulled up alongside a life raft full of refuse one day, looking for some poontang, and he was dead before he knew it. Now, there are a lot of people who want to do that to us.
Don't they have some kind of cops or something? Vic says. I heard they did.
In other words, Vic has killed a lot of time going to raft movies in Times Square.
The people up on the Enterprise operate in kind of a Wrath of God mode, Elliot says. They have big guns mounted around the edge of the flight deck. Big Gatling guns, like Reason, except with larger bullets. They were originally put there to shoot down Exocet missiles. They stick with the force of a meteorite. If people act up out on the raft, they will make the problem go away. But a little murder or riot isn't enough to get their attention. If it's a rocket duel between rival pirate organizations, that's different.
Suddenly, they've been nailed with a spotlight, so big and powerful they can't look anywhere near it. Then it's dark again, and a gunshot from Vic's rifle is searing and reverberating across the water.
Nice shooting, Vic, Fisheye says.
It's like one of them drug dealer boats, Vic says, looking through his magic sight. Five guys on it, headed our way.
He fires another round.
Correction, four guys on it.
Boom.
Correction, they're not headed our way anymore.
Boom. A fireball erupts from the ocean 200 feet away.
Correction, no boat.
Fisheye laughs and actually slaps his thigh.
You recording all of this, Hero?
No, Hero says. Wouldn't come out.
Oh.
Fisheye seems taken aback, like this changes everything.
That's the first wave, Elliot says. Rich pirates looking for easy pickings. But they've got a lot to lose, so they scare easy.
Another big yacht-type boat is out there,
Vic says.
But they're turning away now.
Above the deep chortling noise of their yacht's big diesel, they can hear the high whine of outboard motors.
Second wave, Elliot says. Pirate wannabes. These guys will come in a lot faster, so stay sharp.
This thing has millimeter wave on it, Fisheye says. Hero looks at him. His face is illuminated from below by the glow of Reason's built-in screen.
I can see these guys like it's fucking daylight.
Vic fires several rounds, pops the clip out of his rifle, shoves in a new one. A Zodiac zips past, skittering across the wave tops, strafing them with weak flashlight beams. Fisheye fires a couple of short bursts from Reason, blasting clouds of warm steam into the cold night air, but misses them.
Save your ammo, Elliot says. Even with Uzis, they can't hit us until they slow down a bit. And even with radar, you can't hit them.
A second Zodiac whips past them on the other side, closer than the last one. Vic and Fisheye both hold their fire. They hear it orbiting them, swinging back around the way it came.
Those two boats are getting together out there, Vic says. They got two more of them, a total of four. They're talking.
We've been reconned, Elliot says, and they're planning their tactics. The next time is for real.
A second later, two fantastically loud blasts sound from the rear of the yacht where Elliot is, accompanied by brief flashes of light. Hero turns around to see a body collapsing to the deck. It's not Elliot. Elliot is crouching there holding his oversized halibut shooter. Hero runs back, looks at the dead swimmer in the dim light scattering off the clouds. He's naked except for a thick coating of black grease and a belt with a gun and a knife in it. He's still holding onto the rope that he used to pull himself on board. The rope is attached to a grappling hook that is caught in the jagged, broken fiberglass on one side of the yacht.
Third wave is coming a little early.
He's high and shaky. He's trying so hard to sound cool that it has the opposite effect.
Hero, this gun's got three rounds left in it, and I'm saving the last one for you if any more of these motherfuckers get on board.
Sorry. Hero says.
He draws the short wakizashi. He would feel better if he can carry his nine in the other hand, but he needs one hand free to steady himself and keep from falling overboard. He makes a quick circuit of the yacht, looking for more grappling hooks, and actually finds one on the other side hooked into one of the railing stanchions, a taut rope trailing out behind it into the sea. Correction, it's a taut cable. His sword won't cut it. And the tension on the rope is such that he can't get it unhooked from the stanchion. As he's squatting there playing with the grappling hook, a greasy hand rises up out of the water and grabs his wrist. Another hand gropes for Hero's other hand and grabs the sword instead. Hero yanks the weapon free, feeling it do damage, and shoves the wakizashi point first into the place between those two hands, just as someone is sinking his teeth into Hero's crotch. But Hero's crotch is protected. The motorcycle outfit has a hard plastic cup. And so this human shark just gets a mouthful of bulletproof fabric. Then his grip loosens and he falls into the sea. Hero releases the grappling hook and drops it in with him. Vic fires three rounds in quick succession, and a fireball illuminates one whole side of the ship. For a moment, they can see everything around them for a distance of 100 yards, and the effect is like turning on your kitchen lights in the middle of the night
and finding your countertops a swarm with rats. At least a dozen small boats are around them.
They got Molotov cocktails, Vic says.
The people in the boats can see them, too. Tracers fly around them from several directions. Hero can see muzzle flashes in at least three places. Fisheye opens up once, twice with reason, just firing short bursts of a few dozen rounds each, and produces one fireball, this one farther away from the yacht. It's been at least 5 seconds since Hero moved, so he checks this area for grappling hooks again and resumes his circuit around the edge of the yacht. This time it's clear. The two greaseballs must have been working together. A Molotov cocktail arcs through the sky and impacts on the starboard side of the yacht, where it's not going to do much damage. Inside would be a lot worse. Fisheye uses reason to hose down the area from which the Molotov was thrown. But now that the side of the boat is all lit up from the flames, they draw more small arms fire. In that light, Hero can see trickles of blood running down from the area where Vic ensconced himself. On the port side, he sees something long and narrow and low in the water, with the torso of a man rising out of it. The man has long hair that falls down around his shoulders, and he's holding an 8-foot pole in one hand. Just as Hero sees him, he's throwing it. The harpoon darts across 20 feet of open water. The million-chipped facets of its glass head refract the light and make it look like a meteor. It takes Fisheye in the back, slices easily through the bulletproof fabric he's wearing under his suit, and comes all the way out the other side of his body. The impact lifts Fisheye into the air and throws him off the boat. He lands face first in the water, already dead. Mental note: Raven's weapons do not show up on radar. Hero looks back in the direction of Raven, but he's already gone. A couple more greaseballs, side by side, vault over the railing about 10 feet forward of Hero, but for a moment, they're dazzled by the flames. Hero pulls out his 9, aims it their way, and keeps pulling the trigger until both of them have fallen back into the water. He's not sure how many rounds are left in the gun now. There's a coughing, hissing noise, and the flame light gets dim and finally goes out. Elliot nailed it with a fire extinguisher. The yacht jerks out from under Hero's feet, and he hits the deck with his face and shoulder. Getting up, he realizes that either they've just rammed or been rammed by something big. There is a thudding noise, feet running on the deck. Hero hears some of these feet near him, drops his wakizashi, pulls his katana, whirls at the same time, snapping the long blade into someone's midsection. Meanwhile, they're dragging a long knife down his back, but it doesn't penetrate the fabric, just hurts a little. His katana comes free easily, which is dumb luck, because he forgot to squeeze off the blow, could have gotten it wedged in there. He turns again, instinctively parries a knife thrust from another greaseball, raises the katana and snaps it down into his brain pan. This time, he does it right, kills him without sticking the blade. There are greaseballs on two sides of him now. Hero chooses a direction, swings it sideways, decapitates one of them. Then he turns around. Another greaseball is staggering toward him across the pitching deck with a spiked club. But unlike Hero, he's not keeping his balance. Hero shuffles up to meet him, keeping his center of gravity over his feet, and impales him on the katana. Another greaseball is watching all of this in astonishment from up near the bow. Hero shoots him, and he collapses to the deck. Two more greaseballs jump off the boat voluntarily. The yacht is tangled up in a spider's web of shitty old ropes and cargo nets that were stretched out across the surface of the water as a snare for poor suckers like them. The yacht's engine is still straining, but the prop isn't moving. Something got wrapped around the shaft. There's no sign of Raven now. Maybe it was just a one-time contract hit on Fisheye. Maybe he didn't want to get tangled up in the spider web. Maybe he figured that once Reason was taken out, the greaseballs would take care of the rest. Elliot's no longer at the controls. He's no longer even on the yacht. Hero calls out his name, but there's no response. Not even thrashing in the water. The last thing he did was lean over the edge with a fire extinguisher, putting out the Molotov flame. When they were jerked to a halt, he must have tumbled overboard. They're a lot closer to the Enterprise than he had ever thought. They covered a lot of water during the fight, got closer in than they should have. In fact, Hero surrounded on all sides by the raft at this point. Meager, flickering illumination is provided by the burning remains of the Molotov cocktail-carrying Zodiacs, which have become tangled in the net around them. Hero does not think it would be wise to take the yacht back out toward open water. It's a little too competitive there. He goes up forward. The suitcase that served Reason's power supply and ammo dump is open on the deck next to him, its color monitor screen reading, "Sorry, a fatal system error occurred. Please reboot and try again." Then, as Hero's looking at it, it fritzes out completely and dies of a snow crash. Vic got hit by one of the machine gun bursts and is also dead. Around them, half a dozen other boats ride on the waves, caught in the spider web, nice-looking yachts, all of them. But they are all empty hulks, stripped of their engines and everything else, just like duck decoys in front of a hunter's blind. A hand-painted sign rides on a buoy nearby, reading "Fuel" in English and other languages. Farther out to sea, a number of the ships that were chasing them earlier are lingering, steering well clear of the spider web. They know they can't come in here. This is the exclusive domain of the black grease swimmers, the spiders in the web, almost all of whom are now dead. If he goes onto the raft itself, it can't be any worse, can it? The yacht has its own little dinghy, the smallest size of inflatable Zodiac, with a small outboard motor. Hero gets it into the water.
"I go with you," a voice says.
Hero whirls, hauling out his gun, and finds himself aiming it into the face of the Filipino cabin boy. The boy blinks, looks a little surprised, but not especially scared. He has been hanging out with pirates, after all. For that matter, all the dead guys on the yacht don't seem to faze him either.
"I be your guide," the boy says. "Bala zinka nu parata."